and to be glad on today. Yes, the breath of the living God is in your nostrils on this morning. This is the day for you to do great things, to make your mark in this earth that cannot be erased.
Got to make a mark.
Yes.
Got to make a mark that cannot be erased. I know my wife, late wife, Pastor, came back for the Lord. Bless her soul. She rests in peace with God, having a great time. And I'm not saying that because it's a good thing to come on the radio and say, I know so.
Yes.
I know so. Somebody says, what are you talking about? You know so. Yes, I know so.
I know so.
I know so. She spent her life doing what God put her on the earth realm to do.
Yes.
And she did it. And she come to the last part of her life. I fought a good fight to finish my course. Mm-hmm. No regrets. That's what she says. I have no regrets. Boom. I'm in heaven. Mm-hmm. I was there when she took her last breath. She didn't struggle. No struggle. Absolutely. Absolute. No struggle. Mm-hmm. No kicking. No screaming. No nothing. She just walked straight into heaven. Bam. She was just there with me. We thought everything was fine. We thought everything was fine. And bam, she's gone. The nurse says, wait a minute. Something shifted in the room. Something just shift. I said, what do you mean something shift? This was the exact word, no exaggeration. This nurse says, she left us. She's gone. I said, no. She can't be gone. She said, yes, she does. I said, well, check. Check her pulse. Check her. And I was there, Diane, trying to get to check her pressure. Mm. No, she was gone, bro. She was gone. Mm. That's it. Fought a good fight.
Yes.
Finish my course. I'm done. Step into glory.
Yes. Ha.
She just stepped out of this world into glory. Mm-hmm. What a place. Mm-hmm. She stepped into the place. You know how she was always excited about heaven.
Yes.
And all her stuff, our thing, you know, all she spent a long time teaching in church about heaven.
Heaven. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you know that's a vow.
Yes.
Man, she just stepped right into the place that she loved mm-hmm. the most. She loved her. She loved us. But she loved heaven more. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I get off of there. Because light make the invisible visible. So, I promise you we were going to talk about the difference between a travel
agent
and a tour guide.
Yes.
Anyone know the difference between those two? Because the travel service people, travel agent, never been to the place where they're telling you all about it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be, they're looking, it's going to be a beautiful place. And, you know, they paint a picture to you. They want to sell you Paris. You go. Mm-hmm. They have never been to Paris. But they're there to tell you how wonderful this trip is going to be.
Yeah.
You've never been there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're making their decision based off a picture without knowing the reality of it.
Have it. That which we have seen. That which we have heard.
Mm.
That which we have walked upon. We have handled it. I want that guy. I want that. That's the travel guide.
The tour guide.
The tour guide. He not only hear about the place, he see the place.
He's been to the place.
He's been to the place.
He's experienced the place.
Ah.
Yes. He's walked the terrain of the place.
Yes. He knows it. So he can lead me through the valley.
Yes.
Of that place. He can lead me away from trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to trust him because he has been there.
Yeah. He could bring you to what you want and keep you from what you don't want.
Because the tour guy has light. So we follow him.
Mm.
Please follow someone with light today.
Yes.
Don't follow some person who is just a travel agent.
Just talking,
yeah.
But never experience the fullness of it.
Come on. I need to know. And even a company, if you apply for a job and you come with your nice master degree, you know, oh, man, I have a master's degree. And the boss sitting in the chair, he's looking and smiling as you push that master's degree across the table. He says, now, I want what experience
do you have?
What experience you have?
Yep. There's a big gap between the piece of paper and the grind of doing the thing.
Come on, somebody. What is your experience? Why should I employ you here?
And that's why a lot of educational programs, they have that internship piece.
Yeah, yeah.
They have that practical piece where you go into the environment and you work in that role so that you're gaining experience.
You look upon it. You touch it. When you says, I have a master's degree and 10 years experience in this field. Ooh,
yes.
That changed the whole atmosphere of that room now.
Yes.
That changed the conversation.
That gives you power.
That gives
you leverage to negotiate.
That which I have heard, I have handled. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm.
I have heard it. I have learned it. Mm. And now it manifests in my life.
Mm-hmm.
What I have learned, what I have been taught, I have experienced it. Until you can experience it, it doesn't mean anything. There's no difference with you. On the guy who never heard it.
Yes.
Because you both don't experience it. You know. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm going to stop and slow it down here. The guy who he hear it, you know, and he past tense now heard it, but he never experienced it. The guy never hear it, and he never heard it. You're both in the same group. You're both in the same group. You're not different from him because you haven't experienced anything, just like the guy who never heard it. You're both in darkness. There's no difference between the one who hear it and the one who didn't hear it until you experience it. The difference is that I have experienced it.
Mm-hmm. It's just like the seven sons of Sceva in Acts chapter 19, starting at verse 14. Also, there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest who did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? Then the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them. One man overpowered them and prevailed against them so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded because they were trying to operate in power that they never experienced. They were going in there trying to do exorcists on people, but something that they had heard and saw other people do, but never experienced for themselves. And the demonic spirit, the evil spirit, spoke to him. Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. But who are you? You have no authority. In fact, they jumped. We got to get it now. To rip them. And they fled out of the house naked and wounded because they were trying to fake the funk. That's the expression, fake the funk.
I love that. So they can fake the funk. Fake this thing.
They were repeating something that they didn't know anything about, that they had not experienced for themselves, that they had not practiced, that they had not increased in, that they had not managed. They were faking the funk.
We had to stop people sometime when they're giving you advice. Have you experienced it?
Has it worked for you?
Has it worked for you? You're going to give me. Why should I follow you? Has it worked for you? Is that thing that you're telling me? Have you tried it? Has it worked for you? Mm. I can tell you Jesus worked for me.
Yes.
I can tell you I have received Jesus Christ into my life and Jesus worked. The precious Lamb of Calvary work.
He works, yes.
The precious blood of Jesus Christ work.
It works.
And I can declare like the word of God, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ because it is a power. It gives me power. It gives me freedom. That word there, it gives me liberty.
Mm-hmm.
It gives me light from my sin.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
My biggest testimony, the word that I saw that changed my life is Romans chapter 6, verse 21.
Come on.
What fruit did you have then in the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. When I saw that scripture, everything changed. Everything changed.
Because light came to you.
With that scripture right there, Romans 6, 21. What fruit did you have then in the things of which you are now ashamed. So those things that you don't want nobody to even know that you did, what good came out of them? What fruit did you have then in the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. When I saw that, it was a done daughter that my life changed from that scripture right there. And I had known other scriptures. I'd been to church before. But when I saw that scripture right there, light came.
Yes.
And changed my whole mindset. Changed everything from that word right there. The voice behind the voice. Romans 6:21. What fruit did you have then in the things of which you are now ashamed? For the ends of those things is death. So it made me want to live a life now of no regret. It made me want to live a life of productivity. It made me change the way I thought about stuff.
Hallelujah. I love that. That's so powerful there. It says, hallelujah.
Because the next verse, 22, says, but now, having been set free from sin,
yes,
and having become slaves of God,
yes,
you have your fruit to holiness and to the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin, verse 23, is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So this thing that we receive from God, it is a gift.
Yes.
It is a gift. It is something that you cannot earn, but it is something that you must receive and you must open up and use it to its full potential. If somebody gives you a gift and you just keep it wrapped up in the original box and you put it up in your closet, you're never going to benefit from the fullness of it. This gift that God has given us, this gift that he has given us, the power to be delivered from sickness and disease, the power for our mind to be transformed through the blood of Jesus Christ, the power for our conscience to be cleansed from dead works in order to serve the living God, the power to be freed from the destiny hijacker of the devil, the power, the ransom has been paid through the blood of Jesus Christ. You are free on this morning. Walk in your freedom. Experience your freedom. The enemy has no hold over you. The blood has already been shed. The ransom has already been paid. Think about it. If in the movies, the big hostage situation, once the ransom is paid, that's it.
Yes.
You're free. You are free on this morning. If you choose to remain among the destiny hijacker, that's your choice now.
Yes.
But the ransom has been paid for your freedom. You are free to walk away from the destiny hijacker.
Hallelujah.
You are free to take control back of your future, of your purpose, of your destiny. You are free.
Amen. And you give your verse that really turned you around. The verse that from the Bible that turned me around. There's no going back. It's 1 John chapter 1. I'm very practical. Very practical. Because I've learned physical stuff in college and at work. And so I'm going to say, if I'm going to follow God, it better work.
Yes.
You got to work for me.
We're going to hit that tomorrow because we are out of time. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Calling Christians to worship and the study of God's Word. This is today's Modern Worship on WMIE FM 91.5.
This is Morning Breath, your drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day. Hosted by Pastor Dan Stahlbaum. Morning Breath starts now.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program. This is Morning Breath. Beautiful Thursday, January 23rd. We are on, is it the 11th day of our time of seeking God? We're not saying that to say, look at us or wowzer, because none of us could do this without God's help. We're saying it because it's an incredible thing that we need. Everybody needs a time of focus. Everybody needs a time of seeking. Jesus, you know, went on the mountain to pray and all the things that he always did and demonstrated this kind of lifestyle. We're just trying to follow in his footsteps, and
It's so much easier doing it in concert, doing it with other people like Pastor David. How we do Morning Breath. Pastor David Gammon's here with me today to be my co-host. And what we do on Morning Breath, we read a chapter, we spend some time in it, we study, we pray, and then we come down here to